The Cocktail Nation. Rewind.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is The Cocktail Nation.
Cuba Cocktail Nation, spinning the latest and greatest classic in Neo Lounge, a look at the world of swing tonight. Plus, we'll take a look at the recently departed Sam Butera, a special interview that was recorded backstage with Sam in 1999 that I'll play for you. I've also been out record collecting once again, found some fantastic original albums, and I managed to track down in some of the most unusual places right across Sydney. I'll play one of them for you tonight as we put the needle on the vinyl up high in the swank surroundings of the Sydney penthouse with Cy Coleman and Playboy's theme on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
I thought I'd close down my life.
until I turned, I saw you. I saw you.
Rewind.
And another link to Las Vegas. Pastors disappeared with the passing of the great legendary saxophonist Sam Butera, sideman to another Vegas legend, Louis Prima, just passed away just last week. Family and friends have said that Butera died at 6 a.m. at Sunrise Hospital, where he'd been since early January. He's been suffering the effects of Alzheimer's disease, sadly. He retired in 2004, and had he lived, he would have been 82 in August. His friend and fellow musician Louis Prima died at the age of 67 in 78, 3 years after lapsing into a coma during surgery to remove a brain tumour. Butera, he was born August 17, 1927. His father owned a butcher shop and played guitar in his spare time. Butera studied clarinet in school, eventually turned to saxophone, and by the age of 18 was featured in Look magazine as one of the top young jazz men in the country. He quickly began performing around the country with top bands of the day, including Tommy Dorsey. And some of his major influences of those years were people like Charlie Ventura, Lester Young, Gene Ammons, Charlie Parker, Big J McNeely. He formed his own group after returning to New Orleans, began a four-year engagement at the 500 Club, which is pretty good. Prima's brother, Leon, saw Butera performing at the Perez Oasis Club and told Louis about him. Prima liked what he saw. And in 54, when he and Keeley Smith were booked at the Sahara in Las Vegas, he asked Sam Butera to join them. Back in 1999, Mark Berman from Swingtime Radio interviewed Sam Butera. He interviewed him between shows at Harrah's in Atlantic City, and he asked him about this particular moment.
But when I joined Louis Prima, he called me in New Orleans. He said, come on up, Sam. It was the day before Christmas. I said, when? He says, now. I told him, I said, I can't leave my family, you know, Christmas. I got to stay on with my wife and kids. So he said, all right, how about the 26th? I said, all right, I'll be there the 26th. I said, how much money? He said, don't worry about it. And my first paycheck with Louis was $250. And I was making five times that in New Orleans. So my wife said, Sam, we can't make it on this. I said, it's going to be all right. Well, just before he died, I was making with him $22.50 a week. And that ain't been a side man in this business that ever made that much money. This is in 1970.
You know, together, Prima and Butera appeared on every major TV show in the 60s and 70s, including Johnny Carson, Dinah Shore, Dean Martin, Danny Thomas, Bob Hope, and Mike Douglas. They made albums together, including The Wildest and The Call of the Wildest, both in 1957. Butera also made albums on his own as well, including The Rat Race in 1960, which was the soundtrack from a film that he appeared in with Tony Curtis. He talked about some of his movies in this particular interview with Mark Merman.
I did The Rat Race with Tony Curtis and Debbie Reynolds. We did Hey Boy, Hey Girl. That was filmed in Vegas. And we did one with Alan Arkin. I can't remember the name of it. But I did a movie with Paul Schaefer. It was called Viva Che Vegas. That's right. And a lot of it was done in Vegas. And Paul and I were great friends. you know. In fact, he's the one that got me on a Letterman show. And after the interview, David said, "I see you later, Sam." I said, "Thank you very much, Paul."
You know, Sam gets really emotional when he talks about Louis Pierre.
Dirty ratchet. Mark
Berman asked if he thinks about him very often.
Often. Dream about him. True. He was best. Well, you know, that's what people come to see Sam do. Bring him back memories of Louis Prima. And because when I'm gone, it's done.
Sam Butera and the Witnesses. Yeah. Dig that crazy chick on the Cocktail Nation.
I got a story to tell today. Won't you listen to what I say? This story is about a chick. Man, what makes my baby so slick? I say, ooh, 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 man. Dig those crazy lips. I say, ooh, 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 man. Boy, she really flips. I say, ooh, 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 man. Dig that crazy chick. I say, ooh, 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 man. Dig those crazy eyes. I say, ooh, 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 man. She's a real gone size. I say, ooh, 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 man. Dig that crazy chick.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
www.cocktailnation.net.
From the penthouse here in Sydney with the Martini Kings. Now, just this week, I picked up a fantastic album in a cool little record store in Western Sydney that I often visit. The album is called The Colourful Percussions of Arthur Lyman. From the album, this is Karabunta on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Would you say the hipster's preoccupation with insanity would indicate a rejection, or at least a deep questioning, of the traditional separation of normal and abnormal, sanity and insanity? In other words, a deliberate reassessment and reevaluation of the bourgeois standards of morality and tradition.
No. I wouldn't say that.
Cocktail Nation.
Você pretende sustentar opinião e discutir por discutir só pra ganhar a discussão. Eu lhe asseguro, pode crer, que quando fala o coração, às vezes é melhor perder do que ganhar. Você vai ver, já percebi a confusão. Você quer ver prevalecer a opinião sobre a razão. Não pode ser, não pode ser. Pra que trocar o sim por não se o resultado é solidão? Em vez de amor, uma saudade vai dizer quem tem razão. Você quer ver prevalecer a opinião sobre a razão. Não pode ser, não pode ser. Pra que trocar o sim por não, se o resultado é solidão? Em vez de amor, uma saudade vai dizer quem tem razão. Em vez de amor, uma saudade vai dizer quem tem razão. Em vez de amor, vai dizer quem tem razão.
The Cocktail Nation.
Da-da-da.
Cocktail Nation broadcasting from Sydney's home of swank, looking over the city of Sydney. From New York City, Cocktail Angst and Rumba of the Saints. Sylvia Tellis before that, with a bit of Bossa Nova, Discusso. Last week, spoke to Jim Bachi from the Tikiaki Orchestra. The new CD out now. You can grab it from their website, tikiakiorchestra.com. Swing and Sounds for the Jungle Jet Set. Fantastic album. Here's a track from that new album. It's called Makaha.
Generation.
Nation, Coop Cooper spinning the very best classic in Neo Lounge, and Exotica cover con from their new album Tiki for the Atomic Age, out on Dionysus right now. Great song there called Chinese Surfer, also play The Fisherman and Hell to Pay. The SG Sound, I Feel the Earth Move.
Tumbling down, I just lose control. The Cocktail Nation, broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore. But I love you. Yes, I love you. Gazing at people, some hand in hand. Just what I'm going through, they can't understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you're gonna be in the end. And I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you.
the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament. Another day is useless, energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and suckles her son. Senior citizens, man, wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night. Remove the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white.
But
we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
Men who have everything design a new type of game.
The Cocktail Nation.
I'm
Broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, the Cocktail Nation.
It's one of the most exciting sounds in the world. Bongo. Everybody's doing it. Ouch! Well, everybody's trying to do it. But now anyone, and that means you, can really play bongos. Your teacher will be Mr. Bongo himself, Jack Costanzo.
Jack Costanza, Young Man with a Horn, also played Richard Cheese, Spider-Man, and a note on the email this week, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. David Bruzzle, who runs Spybop Royale, wrote to me, telling me that the strains of Gleason's I'm in the Mood fading in the background. He says, thanks for another cool show from last week. LA's gotten hot. He's thinking about staying inside until it gets cool enough to go outside. He said, here's a tune that you may not have heard, The Height of the Spy Season by Pete King, with a wonderful, wonderful movie that accompanied Marty Allen, Steve Rossi. Says, it's a dopey movie, but a great score. That wraps up the show tonight. Look forward to your company next week up high in the penthouse as we look over the city of Sydney. And I'll leave you with that song that David sent me, Pete King, Height of the Spy Season. Stay here.
Thank you.